are tuned in to Right Eye Radio, right here on Spreaker, opening your mind to thought-provoking conversation every show. Now, here's your host, Sailor Cooper.
Yes, indeed. We're back on Right Eye Radio live from the Harris County Smokehouse in Katy, and we just heard Jordan Rayner performed live for us tonight, and she is right here to do an interview with me. How are you doing tonight,
doing
Jordan?
Good, man. Great to be here.
Well, that performance was incredible.
Thank you so much.
You have many, many, many talents.
Thank you so much.
So, to start off, I read your biography today.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, of course, you said you're from a small town in Oklahoma.
That's right.
And your family was involved in a lot of music.
Right. My dad's a musician, a phenomenal player. He's award-winning banjo player, mandolin player, and he taught me a lot. And my mom's a singer as well. So yeah.
Yeah. Open mic can stay here.
Mm-hmm.
You also grew up in the church as well.
That's right. Yeah, my dad was a pastor, and so we grew up front row every Sunday morning.
That's wonderful. When did you first start learning to play the guitar and instruments?
Well, I started out on drums. I've got two younger brothers, and my dad starts us all on drums, which is good. You know, you start to kind of get a foundation of rhythm, which helps with other instruments later on. And so I started on drums, and I never really had any interest in guitar until a little bit later. And I found a music artist named Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I know him.
I loved his music, and I realized that he was an incredible acoustic guitar player, and I thought, well, I want to play like that. So I started about age 12.
So yeah, I guess Stephen Curtis Chapman, he must have been one of your influences.
He's the number one influence for sure. He's the reason I do what I do.
He's a great Christian artist as well, and I know he believes, you believe, we all believe that, you know, God has given us amazing talents and gifts, and
right.
We need to use those.
That's right.
All of your songs that you've written, did you write some of them yourself?
A lot of those. I don't write a whole lot all by myself these days because I have so many great friends and talented people to work with that it's kind of boring to write by yourself. It's a whole lot more fun when you got people helping you out. So.
Because I wonder, like, what you do, like, as far as writing the songs, as far as making sure everything rhymes, because
right.
The interesting thing is, my grandmother has told me to write songs since I was 14, and the problem I've always had was, you know, getting everything to rhyme,
you know. It takes a lot of... I cheat. I have a little app on my phone called Rhyme Zone, and sometimes if we get stuck, we'll actually use that and kind of pull from there and find ways to make things rhyme. But it's tricky. It's tricky, and it takes time to develop a vocabulary and get to where it's a little easier.
Because I need to download that app, I guess.
Yeah. Rhyme Zone. You need to get it.
Yeah.
Lifesaver.
It must be a lifesaver. Now, of course, you have two hits right now.
I've got one single out right now. Wearing Out Angels.
Wearing Out Angels.
Right.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
I watched it on YouTube, and I've heard it's been going on a national radio station.
That's right.
And you've been married in Nashville since 2015.
That's right. Yeah, we've been married about 6 years coming up on it, and we moved to Nashville in 2014. And, just doing the thing, living the dream, and taking every day as it comes and appreciating it while it's here.
Awesome. Now, what are your goals for the future?
My goal for the future is to never have to work at Target again.
I can
make a living writing songs and playing music and not ever have to put a name tag back on. I will have accomplished my mission.
Oh, yes, because you definitely deserve that. If you have a talent, if hard work pays off.
Yes,
and if you work hard and you're ambitious, and you want to do what you really good at, you can accomplish anything.
That's right.
And you know, I hope one day I will see you at the CMA Awards. Get the CMA Awards.
Yes, sir. It's going to happen.
As far as for me, I'm doing well. I've just completed an internship at 100 Point for the Bull here in Houston with Nick Russo. Yes, and that, of course, I have my current show on Spreaker now. It's called Ride Eye Radio. I do all sorts of stuff. I do
amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you. I do talk shows. I do podcasts and do it. Of course, I'm doing this show live now. And so, if you ever want to access it, I could send you the link, and you can, and this your performance will be archived. You'll be able to download it, and you can definitely get this interview as well.
Thank you.
Well, I just want to say it was great having you here on my show today on Ride Eye Radio. Yes, and I wish you good luck, and I know you're gonna do great. And hey, one day I'll be playing more music and talking about you more on Ride Eye Radio, and I'll get you promoted.
Man, that sounds great. Thank you so much. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Yes. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Great job. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Jordan Rayner, only on Ride Eye Radio. Give it a hand for him. Thanks so much for joining in, and just stay tuned for another episode coming up.
She